Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. This is the Week in Review. This go-round, Ichiro moves closer to 3,000 hits. We hear from a close friend of his about the milestone. Martin Prado shows off his leadership again, and the Marlins win another week, claiming 4 of 7 games. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the radio highlights. I'm Boomer Dangle, and with that, we're...
Up and away!
The Fish won 2 of 3 out of the All-Star break in St. Louis and stayed on the road, bound for Philadelphia. Opponents rightfully view any start against Jose Fernandez unfavorably before the game even starts. But for whatever reason, hitting Jose is just slightly easier on the road than it is at Marlins Park. Fernandez started the week facing the Phils and pitched as dependably as ever. He only allowed a pair of runs. On his way to 6 1/3 innings, he tied his career best in strikeouts for the second time this year.
The 2-2, Ashy swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Jose has matched his personal best with his fourth career 14 strikeout game.
And that came after passing a benchmark earlier in the game.
Jose looks in. Now the 3-2 pitch, and Ashy takes strike three, called number 10.
That K was Jose's 500th. Counting by starts, he became the third fastest major leaguer to 500 strikeouts ever. Amazingly, Fernandez struck out 9 batters in a row and still left in line for a loss. The team was in danger of getting shut out to open a 4-game series. With one out to spare in the 9th inning, JT Realmuto got on, and then Christian Yelich cracked the run column. There was still work to do. Giancarlo walked, and Marcel stepped in.
Here's the pitch. Ozuna hits a sharp line drive base hit to right center. That's going to drop in, and it scores a run. Headed to third and being tagged out, arriving at third base, is Yeffrey Perez. He would have been in scoring position at second. He tried to go to third, and they had no play on Yelich, who scored the tying run. So they went to third, and Perez is tagged out. But the Marlins tie it up on the Ozuna single.
And so the game went to extras, where Martin Prado completed the comeback.
And he hammers one a long way, deep to left. Ashy back at the wall. Goodbye! Martin Prado with his third of the year, and the Marlins grab a 3-2 lead in the 11th.
In regards to his Monday at bat, Martin might just blow through what he says here about his 11th inning approach, but there's nothing to downplay about his maturity and leadership.
Well, you know, I had a couple tough at-bats. My first 4 at-bats, they were a little tough, and I didn't want to carry those at-bats because sometimes I feel like you get frustrated and you take that at-bat to the other one, to the next one. And in this case, I was just trying to get, you know, looking for a good pitch to hit, and unfortunately, he fell behind, 2-0, and I got a fastball right in the middle, and
And that thought serves as a microcosm for the team's outlook and coming of age.
By the end of the game, we were just getting good results as a team, and that's all that matters. Like, we were going to get it as a team, like how far we can go as a team. So that's a mentality we all have right now. I mean, everybody's just getting mature. I think even the young guys, they're doing the right thing in baseball. And I think the way that Don Mattingly and all those guys, they play the game so long, and they play the game so, you know, the right way. So we're just trying to do the same thing.
The Marlins' resolve reappeared Tuesday, locked in another tie after traded solo home runs. Yelich stepped in for a full count.
Here comes the pitch. And Yelich hits a shot. A line drive base hit to left. Here comes Echevarria around third. He will score and slides in safely. And the Marlins take the 2-1 lead on a base hit to left by Christian Yelich, who again tonight comes up with a key hit in a key situation.
Side note to talk about Yelich. He delivered that game winner on the payoff pitch. Yelich has filled up 70 counts this year and bats 229 with 3 balls and 2 strikes against him. The league average, to compare, is 215. Yelich's drawn 22 walks as well. After back-to-back extra-inning wins in Philly, let's rewind to something Don Mattingly said back in the first half about the division.
I think it's a black and blue division. It's going to be teams kind of beating each other up because it's not like one team. Early on, the Nationals looked like they were just going to go run, like the Cubs, kind of. They kind of came back to the pack a little bit. I think within our division, you play so many games, you know the Phillies are going to beat everyone. We feel like we can beat everyone. Well, so it's going to be a little bloody in this division. You just got to hang in there, persevere, keep trying to win series, just keep grinding it.
And from Philadelphia, here are Christian's thoughts.
It's a tough division. You know, you got to play well every night to be able to win. And, you know, we've done a great job. Two extra inning wins in a row. You know, those games aren't easy. And it takes a team effort. You know, pitching staff's been great. You know, our lineups, we struggled a little bit, but we've been able to push across, you know, enough runs to get it done. And that's what it's going to take for us to do, you know, and go where we want to go, you know, in the second half. So we just got to keep it going.
Miami entered Wednesday with an opportunity to move 10 games over 500. For the first time in five seasons. But the Phillies beat the Marlins in this game 4-1. The secondary story to come out of Wednesday's Philadelphia win was from the pitcher, Jeremy Hellickson. We're a week away from the trade deadline right now. Hellickson pitched against the Marlins against the backdrop of ESPN's Jason Stark's report that Miami might be interested in that right-hander.
Payoff pitch, a swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. And for the first time tonight, Hellickson sets down Johnson.
On this night, Hellickson did nothing but enhance his value. Over eight innings, he struck out eight batters, walked none. He garnered his seventh win on one run's work. Thursday, the Marlins reached a breakthrough offensively and posted nine runs to win the game and the series against the Phils. With a 2-for-5 night, Ichiro. Sitting right now, he's at 29.96, four away from 3,000. Ichiro had three hitless at-bats over the weekend. More on Ichiro in about 2 minutes. To this point, Mattingly's had a little more than 3 weeks to evaluate the bullpen since the team acquired Fernando Rodney.
Fernando gives us another guy, which allows us to do a couple of different things with Phelps. Basically what we did last night, we're a little bit more willing to go one plus with him. We're a little more willing to go one plus with Claw. So it kind of opens up some different avenues for us if we're rested. So I think he's obviously added to our pin, but I think our pin was good before we picked him up also.
Now, right before the All-Star break, Mattingly impressed the idea of recharging the batteries, but making smart choices over the All-Star break, kind of like a school teacher talking about spring break. Since the All-Star game, the team is now 6-4, and Mattingly's rightfully nothing but pleased.
Going into the break, we were playing pretty good. It's one of the things that we talked about as a team that we needed to be ready to play when we come out, when you start the second half. And so it's always a little bit like you're starting the season over again after 4 days off. You don't want it to get rolling in a bad direction. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. We had a very first game kind of set the tone. We were able to come back in that game and win that. And then we were pretty consistent the whole trip.
Following a night game in Philadelphia, Miami came home to play three against the Mets. But the only win in this series came Saturday, delivered by some of the team's biggest names.
Homer twice in back-to-back games in that series. There's a high drive deep left field. Stanton has done it to DeGrom again. This one is off the scoreboard up above the left field bleachers. A titanic shot, and the Marlins lead it 3-2.
G destroyed that baseball in a 5-run win over the Mets. Still, New York came down to win 2 of 3 games in Miami.
The homestand, you know, you'd like to really play well at home, obviously, but we've been a good club both places. So, you know, just really want to stay focused on keeping it simple, win a series. We got Philly, it's trying to win 2 out of 3 there, and you have the Cardinals coming in.
Well, despite two losses, Yelly stayed hot in the Mets series. He owns an even 400 average in the last 8 games. With his next run batted in, he'll set a new personal record for RBIs in a season. He's already done that with homers this year. As we start this week, the pitching rotation takes a bit of a new form. Jose Urania's made 2 starts since being recalled, and Jared Cozart comes back to the bigs. He slides in for Wei-Yin Chin, who's taking a DL stint to protect his left arm. With the help of his interpreter, Louis Chow, here's Chin.
So I have been experiencing some soreness in the elbow since the last start. So we have some discussion between me, the pitching coach, and the manager, and we'll see. We'll give it a couple of days of rest and see if it gets better. That's the hope. Hopefully, after a couple of days of rest, it will get better.
Mattingly laid the schedule right out for us. 3 against the Phillies, 4 versus the St. Louis Cardinals, all at home. A division opponent and a playoff spot direct competitor. And that's not even the biggest headline looking at the week ahead. Four hits away from 3,000, the Marlins Radio Network talked to Brad Lefton, who's covered Ichiro since 2001 for the Japanese media. Here's an excerpt leading up to this milestone.
A lot of guys that have 3,000 hits retired shortly afterwards. I mean, there's a lot of guys in that 3,000 to 3,100 area. For a lot of guys, it seems like that was the milestone, the last thing, major thing they really wanted to accomplish, and then they retired shortly after. But I don't think that it's going to mark the end of a career, or I don't think that he's thinking, this is something I wanted to do before I hung it up. I mean, he says he's going to play till he's 50, so he's only 42 right now. He's got 8 seasons to go, so maybe he'll be closer. Maybe he'll surpass 4,000 by the end of this. But I don't think in his mind 3,000 is in any way an end point or the final goal or the final feather in a cap. It's just another passing point to somewhere else that the journey is going to take him, and hopefully that journey takes him well beyond 3,000 hits.
We'll hear more from Brad throughout the chase for 3,000 hits on the Marlins Radio Network. Miami's 8 games over 500 right now. Washington continues to lead the NL East. The Nats are up by 4 games in the loss column on the Marlins and Mets. 7 games to go this week, all at home. Listen to each and every one with the Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn, and Glenn Geffner on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.